and kapara but tumas mitzvah shekadoshov. For sure, the kohanim do receive the kapara on Yom Kippur for the chet of tumas mitzvah shekadoshov. Now the question is, the mahay mekaprim, but which korban counts for the kohanim? There's a svaro not for the lazozil, not for the chatas lashem, because it says hashelom, and not for the parakohen gadol, because it says hasheloi, mashma only to him, to the kohen gadol, and not to the brothers. So the answer is, mutter sheyischatu b'poro shel Aaron, we're better off putting the other kohanim by the power of the kohen gadol, shoyhutu mekloli eitz beisoi, because even though it says hasheloi, still the pasuk also says, v'chipa bad v'yavad beisoi, that his power is mechapa for his wife. So once there's a heter by his wife, the shah kohanim go in. V'yal yischatu b'sorin nasa b'fnim, shoyhutu mekloli, because the story of Hashem never has to do with kohanim, only by Yisraelim. If your heart is bothering you still, it says another pasuk, Beis Aaron Baruch was Hashem, that all the kohanim are included in Beis Aaron. Therefore, the par kohen gadol that goes into the par kohen gadol's mechaper, not only for the kohen gadol, but adin for kohanim. Now, ma in nashech leimer, what's bothering you so much? Maybe tell like this. Beisoik says, maybe it says Beisim is only his own house. Only his own wife is included, but not the other kohanim. So, kulam kriyam beiso. The answer is, all the kohanim are called the beiso shokoyin godol. Shidamit says, beis Aaron, mash baruch was Hashem, and it goes on all the kohanim. Mash all the kohanim are called beis Aaron. Yir Hashem baruch was Hashem. Now the Gemara asks, v'ay ha-shalom, you're telling me now, by the soyer, the chatis l'Hashem, it's only for Yisrael, and not for kohanim. Because it says Asher Lom, for the Gemara, is this true? Does it come for this? Lachu di Yoso, for mi boyer le kadiyom, needs it for this. To come rachmono, mi da'om lehevei, that this korban tzibur has to be bought with the money of the tzibur. That's the chiddush over here. Mi da'om lehevei, means they have to pay for it. It's not like a korban yochid, but it has to come from the money of the tzibur. So maybe it's not teaching us that it's not for koyin, it's only teaching us that they have to pay for it. Well, says in the Kohen Gadol. Yeah. As Gemara, who mivu meis adas bnei Yisroel after. There's another pasuk for that. That the money is collected from the tzibur. So therefore, the other pasuk that says Asher Lom is teaching us that the chatas l'Hashem is only for Yisroel and not for Kanim. Now, why Asher Loi? That is the pasuk says by the par Kohen Gadol. It's for him. So you're telling me now, liyachiu diyasa. Does it come to teach us only for him? And not for somebody else. We need this like we learned. Mishalohu maybe. That the par kohen gadol, he himself has to pay for it from his own money. Maybe Mishal Tzibur doesn't come from the money of the Tzibur. Yochel maybe lo yovoi. He's not supposed to bring it from his own, from the Tzibur's money. Mishal Tzibur. Sheinat Tzibur meschaprim boi. Avu yovi mishalochav akanim. Shochav akanim meschaprim boi. But maybe the other kohanim could chip in and buy it for him because they also have a kapara. Talmudim know the pasuk says Asher Loi. It's only to him. He has to spend the money for it. Yochel I would have thought to stay Loyovi. He is not supposed to bring it for somebody else's money. But if him heavy kosher, if the kohen gadol collected the money from his other kohanim, maybe the power is good. Talmudim know shuv. It says a second time Asher Loi. It has to be his own money. Hakos of shina lo lak because it's twice. That was likuva. That the money for the par kohen gadol has to be from his own money. So only we're going to let this up. So if so, the word Asher Loi is not for who the kapara is for, but it's who has to spend the money. The money has to come from his own pocket. So how do I know what's the havamino kahanam are no good? Gemara says, this is what's bothering the Tana. Maishno bid'am, the loy mechaper. Why do we say the kahanim have no kapara from the chatas l'Hashem? They're not paying for it. That only the Am has to pay, not the Kohanim. If so, but the Yaron Am, the same thing by the Parsha Kohen Gadol. The Kohanim are not paying any money for it. Only the Kohen Gadol is paying money for it, not the Shah Kohanim. Or comma, so maybe they don't have this kapara. That was bothering us. Maybe therefore they should not have a kapara, since they're not paying money for it. Or comma, kulam kohen beisoi. So the answer is, no, that since they're all called Beisoi, they're included in the kapara of the Kohen Gadol. The pasuk says, "Chipa badoi uvad Beisoi." Avishtem Rabbi Shimon,
The Islamic Gemara says like this: Pishlei Mother Rabbi Shimon, Hainu Dichsiv Trei Viduyin V'Dama Pa. By the Par Kohen Godel says two times Loshen Vidui. Rashi says the Par Uvematan Domoi Trei Viduyin Dichsiv Trei Zimni V'Chipa Bade Vav Beisoi. The other Ma Bekaporos Dvorma Kosev Vav is always saying Vidui. Shrei Adayin Lo Nishcha Tapar, they didn't shech the Par yet. V'Ike Matan Domoi V'Rei Gimel Kaporos. There are three Kaporos here. V'Chapor Agimel Averis. Shekhanim is chaprim bapar, that the three averis to Kahanim received the kapor from the par, Kenega Shalash averis, she is so mischaprim besirim, Kenega the three averis that the Kahanim, that the Israelim, are machapa from the Sawyer. Chad Kenega Tsarvanasa bifnim, Vichad Kenega Tsarvanasa bachutz, Vichad Kenega Tsarvanashtalech, has the three different kaporas that the Israelim have, the Kahanim have all their kapora from the par Kohen Gadol, therefore it's three times a vidui. Rashi says, one is little ois al sheyesh bo yediyah b'tchilo v'em b'yediyah b'soif. That's the sori apinim. And then, v'chak neged sori achitzoim, v'chak ro ha-shem bo yediyah b'tchilo v'yesh b'yediyah b'soif. And one is neged sori ha-mashtaleach al sharaveris. So it's good why it says three times. Elo le Rabbi Yehuda, shrei viduim v'dem ha-pal omele, what do you have to have three for? V'chad vidu v'dom esage, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kahanim received the kapor from the sharaveris, and Yisor Meshtaleich, Stakhanim are going to have two Viduyim. One connected the Sarah Pinim, and one connected the Yisor HaChutz, but you don't need connected Yisor Meshtaleich. The Echad Loi, so the Chad Vidu B'dome Sagi, and Gemara Echad Loi V'Echad Abaisoi. The Kohen God has a special Vidu for his house, for his wife, that's what it means. Kedetona the Rabbi Shmuel, Kachi Midas Hadin, this is the Svara, the Hegis. That mutav yogoy zaka v'yichapur al achayif, that's first the Kohen Gadol should be mechapur on himself. He should become a zaka, a pure person. After he's pure, then he'll be mechapur al beisoy. V'yal yov v'yichayif v'yichapur al achayif, and he should not be mechapur before he has zon kapur on his wife. But then it's still called a chayif. So that's a svara. Rashi says, the fikoch misvad avidu rishna lov. First he says avidu upon himself, the Kohen Gadol. V'yal beisoy, and then upon his wife. Then he's misvad on his brothers. First he's mechaper for himself and his own wife. That's one kapor. But after he's mechaper for him and his wife, then he's mechaper on Shah Kahanim. He's only mechaper on the Shah Kahanim after he said his own vidu, after he comes to his own free person, then he comes clean, then he'll be mechaper on the other brothers. Alright, Hadron Alecho Shua Shtayim, alright, we'll stop here. Here, up to the second parak. Mishnah says, Yediyas HaTumo Shtayim Shem Arba. Just like we have in the first parak, in the first Mishnah, that by the law of Yediyas HaTumo, that if somebody goes into the Beis HaMikdash when he's Tomei, so the law of Shtayim Shem Arba, there are two forgettings, that either you forget that you forgot that you were Tomei, and either you went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else you ate a Bosa Kochim. Shem Arba Poshet is that even though you remember that you're Tomei, but you forgot that this bias is the Beis HaMikdash, or else you forgot that this meat is Bosa Kochim. So now it's like this. That's called Yediyas HaTumo. Two times remember, Shem Arba comes out to be four. Now Nitzmo, let's say a person becomes Tomei in the morning. Nitzmo. V'yoda, and at the time you knew that you became Tomei. V'nel Mamimenu, and then you forgot throughout the day that you were Tomei. V'nel Mamimenu HaTumo. But V'zocher Es HaKodesh, when you go to eat the meat of Kochim, you know that this is Bosa Kochim. Or else, what? Right, that's called a good Shoigik. Or else, Nel Mamimenu HaKodesh, or else you forget that this meat is Kochim. V'zocher Es HaTumo, even though you remember that you were Tomei. That's also a case of a chiyuv korban al yerid, because you're a shoygeg, you forgot that this meat is kochim. Or else even, nelma mimenu zev zeh, let's say in the middle of the day, you forgot both. You forgot that you were tomei, and you forgot that this meat is bosa kochim. So that's called nelma mimenu zev zeh, you forgot both of them, v'yokol es hakodesh, and you ate the kochim, v'lo yodah, And when you're eating it, you do not remember that you're tamei or that the meat is kosher. But umishochal, after you finish eating, yoda, then you remember what happened. You know now that you ate basar kosher when you were tamei. What? Yeah, sure, it has to be both. You have to now remember that you were tamei and that you ate basar kosher. So now you know you did the chet b'shogeg. So halacha is, this is the classical case that you chayev a korban oil of yerid, depending how much you could afford, whether it's a behema, whether it's a bird, or whether it's a mincha. What's going to be nitma? True, you became tummy in the morning. The yoda, and at the time, you remembered you became tummy. Again, we're always going according to Rabbi Shmuel that holds that by yediyas hatuma, you have to know at the beginning that you were tummy. And then you forgot about it when you went into the Beis Hamikdash or you ate the basar kosher, and then later on you remember. But we yelled, you have to have yediyah batchila and basayf. So now, you became tamei and you knew about it. V'nel mememenu tuma. And now, in the middle of the day, you forgot that you were tamei. V'zocher es hamikdash. And you remember, you know, this bayis is the Beis Hamikdash. And you go inside there because you forgot that you're tamei. Or else, Nelan and Menu Mikdash, you forget that this bayis is the base of Mikdash, and therefore you go inside, even though the Zohar is Atuma, even though you remember that you are Tamei, but you forgot that this bayis is the base of Mikdash. That's also called the Shoigig. Or else, Nelan and Menu Zevzeh, you forgot both, you forgot that you are Tamei, and you also forgot that this bayis is the base of Mikdash, the Nichnas Lemikdash, and therefore you go into the base of Mikdash. And at the time you do not know that you're tamei, that this is the Beis Hamikdash. But after you leave the Beis Hamikdash, later on, then yoda, then you remember what happened. Oyvei, I was tamei and I went into the Beis Hamikdash. The lachris harezeh boilu v'yared. There's also a good case that you chayev a korban oilu v'yared. You were a shoygeg for going into the Beis Hamikdash when you were tamei. Now echad hanichnas li'azara. Whether you go into the actual Beis Hamikdash itself, the Yechor HaNichnas L'Toysefes HaZara, even later on, when a melech is moisif on the Azara, we'll soon see that the halacha that a melech can add on to give more Kedusha to the Beis Hamikdash, make the Beis Hamikdash space wider. So if you walk in that to that new place, you're also chayav a korban oil of a yerid. Why? Because the halacha is Shein Moisifin Al-Ir, that the melech only has a right to add on to the city of Yerushalayim. If you want to extend the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, that Shveb would eat Kachem Kalam there, or eat your Maisesheni there, you can only be Moisif, or else the Yal Hazoras. If you want to add on to the Beis Hamikdash, to make the Azora, the courtyards of the Beis Hamikdash, wider, you can only do this, Ela B'melech, that has to be a Melech Yisrael. V'Novi, that has to be a Novi there also. V'Urim V'Tumim, V'Sanhedrin, Shel Shivim the Echad, you have to have the Sanhedrin Agadela, has to be there. 71. Uve Shtei Toidus, and they bring two Kabbonis then, Shtei Toidus. Uve Shir, and Leviim have to play the Shir, we'll see in the Gemara why, how we know all this. Uve Bezdin Mahalchin, the Bezdin goes along also. Uve Shtei Toidus Achreim, and then there are two Toidus after the Bezdin, for Choy Yisrael Achreim, and the rest of Chai Yisrael goes after them. This is the parade, the way they do it, the way they make it, when they go to be Moisef, either on Yerushalayim, to make Yerushalayim bigger, or else to be Moisef on the Yazaros. So therefore, since most probably it was done this way, or at least if it was done this way, so it has real Kedusha, so Mokam has Kedushas of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore if a Tomei would go in there, he's Chayav a Korban Eil of Yerit. Now it says they bring two Korban Toidis.